What the fuck is popping? Welcome back to the podcast. Today I have Matt Goodwin on here with us. We're gonna be chilling, hanging out, spitting some shit.
Yep, pretty much. Just hanging out at my house, having a good old talk session. You know how it goes.
Yep. All right, cue the fucking intro music. I'm totally playing. I do not have any intro music. So, you started to say before we started everything with getting a little bit of water on you at work today?
Oh, yeah, you know, we're just at this job in Gresham. It was a nice little easy day, only about 5 minutes from my house. We were cleaning up. We were all clean, got no concrete anywhere, not even on the house. Got the plastic all put up on the house so it looked good. We're leaving. Getting all the water out of the hoses. We're breaking the clamps off. And my dad.
Before you get into it, what do you do for work?
I pump concrete.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we're getting the water out, break the clamps. And he didn't even get all the water out. And he hits the button to make all of the water go forward instead of backwards into the hopper.
So like it tried to pretty much like pump it again, like if you were running.
Yeah, like if, stuff as it. If we were pumping. He made it go forward and made all the water shoot out all over me.
So he has the ability to suck the water, like the pump goes both ways, like it will suck too, is what you're saying?
Yeah, so pretty much on the pump, there's controls on it. You can switch it from remote or you can do it like manually from the pump on the truck. We have a pump mounted on our truck. And you can switch the controls from manual or from a remote. We have a remote that'll go like, I mean, we've done 500 footers, like right. With hoses, you know?
Right.
So yeah. We can go like pretty far with the remote, but if anything goes wrong, we can use the controls on the phone.
Nice. And were you all the way at the end of the 500 feet when you were running the remote? Really?
Yeah.
Nice. That's pretty sweet. That's a long ways.
Yeah, it was the farthest pump we've ever done.
Wow, that's crazy.
500 feet with concrete hoses. That's a lot of hoses. That's like 32 hoses.
That is a lot. I bet that's a lot of work getting all that down there.
Yeah, on a downhill slope.
Yeah.
Not good.
So I see you have this huge fucking jar of weed.
You know, that's what I'm best at. That's what I always got.
What is this?
Some cookies.
Nice.
Smells pretty good.
God, yeah, it's like stinking up the whole room.
Yeah, our drive back from getting it was a little sketchy drive. I was a little worried, you know?
Yeah, no, I bet.
Haley was like, my car smells like gas. I'm like, yeah, I know. And she cracks her window. I was like, nice. Yeah, sorry.
So what is this little tray guy going right here? You got some paper? You gonna put a little joint or something?
Yeah, we can roll a joint.
All right.
I got some Element crutches.
Sweet.
I stopped using rock crutches because they suck.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know if you'd like this, but the Element crutches, they have the little lines on them so you can zigzag it and like break it off evenly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes your crutches like super nice.
Yeah.
So that's why I like these Element crutches now.
Yeah,
and the rock crutches are like, I don't know. They're too much. They're too thick. And then the raw papers, I don't like the raw papers really anymore.
Yeah.
They're too thin for me. Other people like them. I don't mind them, like smoking them or anything like that. I just don't like rolling them.
Right.
What about you? How's work been?
It's been pretty good. We're actually, we're doing a house in Happy Valley right now. We were working out there today. I was before I get into it, today I get to work at like a little bit before 7:30. We start at 7:30 every day. And
do you guys get off at the same time every day?
No.
No. No.
That just depends on like if we run out of supplies and like it's too late to be running to the supply shop and back before like our 8 hours, because we try not to work over 8 hours, but like they don't get on us, you know?
Right.
And so like if it's like 2:30 or 2 o'clock and we run out of supplies and like we won't run to the splash shop. We'll just like do little stuff and tidy things up and then head out. So this morning I showed up like a little bit before 7:30 and I was just hanging out. And usually everyone that I work with, it's like shows up between like 7:30 and 8. Mm-hmm. I'd say 7:30 and 7:45. And so I wasn't really surprised when no one was there right at 7:30. And so I just hung out and played on my phone. And then I was just hanging out and it was like 7:45, 7:50. I was like, damn, like, no one's here.
Oh my gosh.
And excuse me. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of weird, whatever. I'll just hang out. And eventually I was starting to think that I was on the wrong site. Because I was like, okay, this is weird. Like,
right,
usually that late. Be. And so right when I was thinking that, my boss texted me and was like, hey, Joe said he's woke up late. He's on his way. Because it was just me and my journeyman.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, well, at least I know what's going on now.
Yeah.
So I hang out in my truck. Because legally, it's a lot different for other companies. But for plumbers, I'm not allowed to be on a job site without a journeyman. And I'm not allowed to run pipe.
Why? Why is that?
Just because they don't want anyone that's not certified to be on the job to be doing anything.
So when do you get certified?
Once I become phased, which means I pretty much know what I'm doing. I know how to do everything, but I'm still in school. Phased means I can go out and do jobs on my own.
Oh, okay.
Work on my own in certain situations. And so, if an apprentice was there that wasn't phased, he couldn't do anything either. So that's because the journeyman wasn't there.
So pretty much you can't really do anything when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
You literally cannot do anything.
Right. And so I couldn't work. And also I don't have any tools. I have my hammer. I have like a couple little things that I use every day when I work, but like they bring all the power tools that I use, like
right.
drills and hole saws and stuff. And so I was like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to hang out, I guess, until he gets here. And then it was like probably 9:15 when my boss was like, hey, is he still there? And I was like, no, I was just about to text you and ask if I can go anywhere else. Like, is there any other jobs I could work at today? And he's like,
I'd
yeah,
be like,
yeah.
Can I just go home? Like,
yeah.
I've been chilling. Like, you haven't told me nothing. I'm about to just go home, dude. I've been sitting here for 2 hours.
Hell no, dude. I was getting paid. I was milking it.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, I'd have been like, I'm going home after these paid 2 hours. I've been sitting here way too long.
Yeah. No, I'm just playing. I wasn't milking it. I was actually sitting there waiting. And, like I said, I finally was like, whatever. I'm about to text my boss and see if there's any other people.
Were you Hunter?
Yeah, I swear to God.
I'm pretty sure you were texting me.
I was actually snapping video and shit. But right when, like I said, right probably like 5 or 10 minutes after, I was thinking about texting me, and I was like, yeah, is there any other place I can go? And he's like, yeah, go with Nick and Tyler. So I headed over to Happy Valley, and that's like a huge house.
That's the house. Builder. That's the house that I saw, right?
I'm pretty sure I was sending you.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if I saved a picture of it, but yeah, it's for a builder that builds houses and stuff. He lives right next door, actually. And so yeah, we were working there, but we're doing a custom house out in Soggy Island.
Soggy, where is that?
Like way out in the, like on the.
Do you go
actually,
like?
I don't know. It's in Portland, but it's 50 minutes away.
Oh my god!
Like, well, that isn't that crazy?
Like by boat, right?
Like crazy,
obviously.
What was that?
By boat.
No.
Oh,
like 50 minutes, like from here to get there. Like it's.
Oh,
right. Like
you said you said island, so it threw me off.
Like, well, no, it is an island, but like there's a bridge to it.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
I think. Yeah. I'm gonna look up the address because I kind of want to show you where it's at.
That'd be sick, though.
Oh yeah, no, it's gonna be cool. Like I said, I'm pumped. Like I've always been talking about how I wanted to do a custom house, and finally. They're letting me do a custom house.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about when I pumped for this like huge castle a couple weeks ago? Oh, yeah. Okay, I see.
Oh, that's in Washington. It's in Washington? What? I didn't know that. I thought it said there's a Portland address.
Huh.
But yeah, right there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That looks like that's gonna be sweet though. Right on the water side.
Oh yeah, it's probably gonna be fat.
That's gonna be awesome.
53 minutes.
That's not too bad though, if you think about it.
No, not at all, but like it's gonna be like 3-4 days in a row. But I'm gonna be riding with my coworker because I'm not trying to pay for gas.
Yeah, that'd not be fun.
Yeah.
What'd you do for 4th of July?
4th of July. What did I do? Oh, my buddy Parker, I believe. Actually, I don't know if you've met him yet.
I haven't met Parker.
You know who I'm talking about.
What up, Parker, if you're listening?
Yeah, what's up, Parker? You little.
I got nothing to say because I don't know you well enough.
Yeah, I can't even think of anything nice to say.
Wow. You just put it down right there.
Yeah, right there. anyway, Parker's dad works at a shop. Well, works at, I'm pretty sure he's like one of the owners. But it's called Commonwealth Classics. And they like rebuild old like European cars and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Super, super old.
That'd be sick. Do they make them like fast or do they just rebuild them and...
They just rebuild them, but yeah, they're like 1960s, 50s, like.
Oh. So like super dope cars. That's sick.
Yeah. And, oh, excuse me. And so right across this like street or like, I think it's like right across the water, but like right on the waterfront, they do a huge show and it's out in Vancouver. I don't know if I mentioned that. Mm-hmm. And so we sit up on the roof. We put chairs and stuff on the roof, and like he's right next to the waterfront, right by the Pearson Airfield.
Is the roof like? Is it like a normal roof though?
It's just flat.
It's oh, it's flat. Shop. So it's like a perfect.
It's roof. Like a big shop.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we just climb up there, put a bunch of chairs, and just hang out. And it was a huge, huge fireworks show. Like there's fireworks. Like you could like, they'd go off and like obviously you'd hear it, but like some like you'd feel it like hit your
in
chest.
Your chest and stuff.
Yeah. And there are boomers, big boomers.
Yeah, that's sick though. That'd be cool sitting on top of a roof for 4th of July, like just hanging out with a bunch of people.
Oh, dude.
All your so friends much, and stuff.
It that's was so much dope. Fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. What did you do for the 4th?
Haley and I went over to the dunes with my friend Justin from Roseburg.
Oh, nice.
My family goes over there every summer. We do like 5-6 trips usually over the summer. We got over there Thursday, and we left on Sunday, but it was super fun. The only like shitty part about it was how rough it was. The sand was terrible.
Really?
There was no wind, like all weekend. All weekend there was no wind. And it was just a bunch of razors and sand rails. Like it was cool though, seeing a bunch of the like badass razors and sand rails and everything like that.
Oh yeah.
We saw this badass OBS Ford too.
Really?
Yeah, Haley actually follows him on Instagram and she was like, oh, I think that's the truck. And we looked on the Instagram and he had different wheels. So we were like, oh no, it's not him. And we got back and he made a post about it. And we were like, no way. We literally saw him like ripping out in the wet sand and just, dude, he rolled so much coal. Like, it's not even funny. He had like 14 fives on it, probably 37s.
That's tight.
Yeah. It's sick. It's
what color a sick was it? Truck.
I don't even know what color that red is. It's just like a dark, like maroon red.
Like that, kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah.
That's sweet.
It was super cool.
Yeah, I miss the dunes, dude. I need to start going more often.
My bike's running good still.
Really?
Yep.
That's good.
We're running awesome. We, the first trip we went on this summer, my friend Justin went with us as well. Well, went with me. Haley didn't go on that one. And Justin's whole rear axle was out, like broken. The bearings in it were completely shot. His whole axle was shaking.
Jeez. Oh, dude. Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah, I remember the last time. One of the last times I was over here.
Yeah.
That's great. What all happened again? I forgot exactly.
Literally nothing. Like, we literally weren't even doing anything for it to happen. We were just on a ride and... He was like, I don't know, man. Right when we got there, actually, that night, he was like, I don't know, man. My bike just does not feel right. And we were like, huh, that's just weird because his bike's been running so well.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda.
kinda.
Yeah, kinda. And so we're just like, what? And then, well, sure enough, Friday, because it was a short trip, it was only Friday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So actually Saturday, we were riding, and his axle starts making like a weird screeching noise, like grinding kind of.
And when it sounds like a carrier bearing.
Yeah, it was. It was his carrier bearing, but his whole axle was like broken too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were riding to Spin Rail from Hauser, and we weren't even halfway there. And he was like, we should turn around before like my whole rear end locks up, you know?
Yeah. That's,
and I was like, yeah, idea. For sure. Let's go. And so we did. He like got a hold of his dad. His dad brought the whole swing arm with an axle in it, a whole spare one. And we literally did a whole rear end swap in like 5-6 hours or something. It could have taken way less time, but every single bolt on his bike with that swing arm was literally seized.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because the guy that they bought it from lied about everything pretty much about that bike.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so it was we broke like probably like 10 sockets. No, probably like 6 sockets, 7 screwdrivers.
Oh my.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh.
A hammer broke off the wooden like handle.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. That weekend was just kind of, that was just a bad weekend kind of.
Oh, that sounds like it. Yeah. I mean, that happens. Sometimes just nothing.
Yeah, we couldn't even do nothing about it either. That was the worst part, you know?
It didn't get picked.
Oh, no, it did. We got it done, but, like, it took a lot longer. And the worst part was that his dad came to ride, and because he just got a new LTR as well. That's what Justin has, is a Suzuki LTR 450.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad just got one. And he hasn't got to ride it yet, and he came to ride it, and we were just going to do that whole rear end swap real quick, get it done. And it took forever, and his dad literally just went home that night, didn't even get to ride that day or nothing.
No.
Yeah, drove all the way back home. It was like an hour and a half back home or something.
Dude, that's
so but bad. Like, we're like thank you, you know. We're super happy that he like came and did that for Justin, but didn't like even ride, you know? He was willing to just fix his bike and go back home.
Right. No, that sucks.
So, but yeah, it was still a good time. We still had a good time the next day. We're super beat, but it was definitely worth it. We went on one more ride. But 4th of July, man, that trip was super fun.
Oh yeah.
We went to Boxcar because we got there on 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
We drove down there, which was kind of sketch for me. I wasn't really trying to stress it too much, but it was kind of sketch just because, like, let's be honest, people are crazy these days, you know, and definitely on 4th of July. So it kind of sketched me out, but we got down there safe, which was good. We got down there, actually, we got down to Roseburg at a really good time getting Justin, and we got over to the dunes at, like, 6:30 probably in the evening, I'd say. But went on a night ride that night and got to see fireworks on top of the Boxcar dune. That's like a whole drag strip that's known down there in North Bend on the dunes.
Oh yeah.
So, but yeah, super cool. It was like coolest thing I've ever seen. Cause usually when we're over there for the dunes, we go over to the city and watch the fireworks show.
Yeah.
And like, that's cool, but like, let's be honest, everyone goes to one of those every once in a while, like, or every 2 years, 3 years, like, they're usually going to one of those in the city.
Right.
You know, watching it on the dunes is unreal. People are lighting off their own fireworks, too, in their huge mortars, and everyone's got their light whips.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's super cool.
So cool. It looks so amazing. I've definitely been out there for the dunes. I've been on the dunes, sorry.
Yeah. It's super dope. Definitely, like, one of my favorite things to do. Besides snowboarding. Snowboarding is super fun too.
Oh man, don't even get me started.
Me and you going snowboarding is super fun.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
We always have super good times up there.
Yeah, we need to start riding meadows a little bit.
That Taco Shack though, it's Timberline?
Hell yeah.
That place is what's up, dude.
Hell yeah, that shit is fire.
Oh, man. No, I remember you told me about it, and I was like, what? There's a taco shack? And you're like, yeah, dude. And we went there, and I was like, wow. These are fire.
Yep.
These are super fire.
Super.
And it's just like the best thing ever when you're snowboarding too. Like tacos, like street tacos. Come on.
And some fat ones too.
Oh yeah. They're like small. you can't even close your taco up, but I don't even care. I smack down on it, dude.
Oh, 100%.
But yeah, no, those are super good.
Yeah. But what are you thinking about going on some, maybe a little trip like somewhere out of the state or like out of the city at least to snowboard somewhere else this year?
Like where?
I don't know. Like I've been like looking to plan like a couple trips, like 2-3 trips every snow season, like to make it to new places because like I want to explore.
Yeah.
Like taking time off like once a month or once every like couple months to go on like a little trip, just take like a Thursday and Friday off and drive out like nowhere crazy far,
but somewhere super sick.
Yeah, or if I do want to go somewhere crazy, I'll probably do that like one big trip, like where I'll take like a whole week off.
Yeah No, that would be super sweet.
Yeah,
I'd definitely be down.
All right, yeah, I want to do it. Like last year I went to Stevens Pass. I don't know if I told you about that.
Yeah, you did tell me about that a little bit. I heard it was fucking gnarly.
Yeah, no, it was unreal, dude. It like, I can't even explain. Like, so if you imagine the size of Mount Hood, and you guys can all imagine the size of Mount Hood. If you've been there, you know it. Right. If you ski or snowboard, you know. It's like Timberlines. Imagine Timberline, and I guess you could include Meadows. It's on the same part. But just put those and take those and then put another one side right next to it. So imagine two mountains feeding into one to make one ski resort. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's just so much powder and so many runs, and you can ride 360 degrees of the mountain. So like you can ride all faces of it, not just like Timberline where you can ride just one side of the mountain.
Yeah.
And like I just can't explain it.
It's just unreal.
Yeah, I went with me, my buddy Cole, my buddy Jax, Brayden, and my homie Henry, rest in peace. And it was so sweet. We Cole, Jax, and Brayden actually drove up 3 days early. We were all gonna take the time off and drive up to Baker, but I didn't want to do that. And it was kind of late notice when they had figured everything out. And yeah. So me and Henry just drove separately and met them right in Leavenworth.
Right.
And, yeah, we, excuse me, we met them there at this tiny little motel, and it was like, it was pretty much the same drive from our house to Mount Hood, like 35 minutes, right. Pretty much. And so we just made that drive every day for 3 days, because with the Fusion Pass, you get the 3 free days, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so we did that, and yeah, it was so sick. Like, I know I keep repeating myself, but it was amazing. Like, you need to witness it.
I definitely want to witness it and definitely go. That would be awesome.
We need to go to Whistler.
Whistler. I can't do it.
Whistler.
Damn, yeah. I low-key, I've been distracted and been talking to you quite a bit. This kind of small guy I was trying to roll turned into kind of a cannon, so.
Fuck.
My bad.
We'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
I need to get my camera so I can start recording this. I wish you guys could see this. It's a little bit of a honker.
I'm struggling a little bit right here at the end, but we're going to pull through.
How long have you been rolling joints?
Are you really gonna make me talk about this?
I'm putting you on the spot. How long have you been rolling joints?
Okay. probably good your camera's not here because people would probably make fun of my joints, to be honest. My joints aren't the greatest. But, you know, I try. I'm in a desperate need of a pen or a pencil, and I think I know where one is. No, not that.
Yes, that'll work.
Okay, that will work. You're right. I've been rolling joints for probably 2 months. Not even gonna lie. But that's just because, like, I don't know what it is, guys, but I hope I'm not the only one with this, but I just have struggled with joints because I couldn't tell you. They just are so flimsy to me, but I think it was the whole rod paper issue with how thin they were.
Right.
And I've been rolling zigzag hemp papers for a while now, and that's what's been helping me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can roll blunts. I'm not even going to say I can roll them good, but I roll my blunts better than I roll joints.
Right.
Like,
blunts kind of keep the form, you know.
Yeah.
I would definitely see that.
The weird thing is, I feel like rolling blunts helped me learn how to roll joints, which usually I feel like people learn how to roll joints first, you know?
Yeah, I learned how to roll a joint first, and I think rolling joints helped me with rolling backwards. For sure.
Hell no.
They're super
flimsy. All right, listen, I like backwards, but I cannot roll them, dude. I can't roll them, and I hate it. I wish I could because, man, I love me a good backwood. But, like, come on now. Why? Why do they gotta be so hard to roll? Maybe I just suck, but...
They're easy to roll.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. I knew it.
You just gotta get the hang of it. And once you get the hang of it, it's like butter.
It's like butter, dude.
Yeah.
It's just really good, you know?
Yeah, no, it's, I like a good backwood. I don't smoke them a lot, though. I don't smoke them a lot. They are...
You used to.
I did.
I wish you still did a bunch so we could have some good ones all the time, you know, but...
Oh, no, well...
It's cool, Hunter. I get it.
Okay,
next podcast. Next podcast.
All right. How about that?
It'll
save the date. We'll have a doink chat on the doink cast.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, for real. If you smoke backwards... That's dope and all, but the midges are bad for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. That's
why I've slowed down on smoking weed. I actually don't smoke blunts anymore. Fun fact.
Smoke blunts anymore?
I don't really smoke blunts. I'm not a fan of the blunts. I mean, if that's the only thing we got.
Then, like, or fuck it.
Someone's already rolling it. Like, yeah, but that's not my go-to. I don't prefer blunts. I won't ask people to get blunts. I don't bring my own blunts. You know, I just don't prefer it.
Yeah. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, I just...
I can understand that.
The reason why I haven't stopped smoking backwoods is I love the taste. Love it.
Yeah,
I don't. It's like a nicotine.
Dude.
And a pop.
That's why they're bad for you, though. Yeah. It's amazing, but... Like you said, it's no bueno for you, dude.
Yeah, no, they're bad.
Hunter knows this, but... Before I started hanging out with Hunter a bunch, I never smoked backwoods that much. Everyone I hung out with never really smoked backwoods. And I smoked like a bunch when I started hanging out with him, and it like changed my whole mind about him. But they're pretty dope, but like he said, definitely not good for you to smoke all the time.
Stick to joints, man. They're simple, they're OG as fuck, and yeah. It's just an all better round taste. And dude, the hemps, they make those hemp papers. I believe you're just talking about.
That's what I have right now.
That's what those are?
Yeah, they're the hemp joint papers.
Oh, yeah.
They're zigzag hemps.
There you go. You're already on the freaking
game. Zigzags. I like zigzags. Element papers. I like element papers.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've smoked an element paper.
Really?
TBH.
Yeah. They're literally kind of like paper. Like actual paper, excuse me.
like thick?
Yeah, they're pretty thick, so they're nice to roll with, you know?
Yeah, I like thicker papers. Like the super thin ones are like, I struggle.
That's what I'm saying, raw papers. I think that's why I struggled. That might just be an excuse.
Yeah, squad. Welcome back. So we have this nice little dinker that my buddy Matt over here rolled. And I think we're going to get to the choo-choo.
We're going to get to the choo-choo? Or are we going to get to the chongin?
You fucking got me there.
I know.
You fucking got me there.
Yeah, that's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes, Hunter.
Dude, that is the way the cookie crumbles. Well, I'll drink to that.
Sip on my water to that.
My Molly water.
All right, let's get to this chuchin, or get to this chongin, whatever Hunter wants to call it. We're going to do it.
Let's smoke some, or poke some smot.
Let's drink some hot. Nah, just playing. Got my raw clipper. It's my favorite lighter. I'm not even going to lie. I was really, really excited. I was like a little kid in the candy store when I got it.
Really?
I was probably more excited about it than my bowl piece.
Did you get them at the same time?
I got my bowl piece, my like grinder, my rolling tray, and my clipper all at the same time. And I was like hyped on it.
But man, hell yeah.
But I was more hyped on the clipper than anything. Doesn't make sense.
Clippers are dope, dude.
Yeah, it was my first clipper, so that's probably why I was hyped on it too.
Nice.
What's your opinion? You like clipper or Bix?
I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way to like find a dope clipper, but I mean, if I see one at the store, I'll probably snag it over a bit. But I'm just good with the classic Bix.
She got flame my shot.
That's a fatty, dude.
That was like a backfire.
Dude, that was a backfire. Excuse me. The joint backfire and all this.
A little bit. You know, I like joints. Joints are nice. I like the way they hit. They're kind of an easy hit, you know? Once they're a harsh hit.
And joints are always smooth. They always burn easy.
Depends what you're rolling up.
I mean, all the joints I smoke are nice and smooth.
Yeah. Make it like a Twax joint though, or something like that. Those get harsh.
Oh yeah. Well, when you add some shit into it, yeah, it's gonna hurt.
You got any vacations planned?
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, next week, or this week, I leave for Lake Billy Chinook.
Lake Billy Chinook.
Yeah, my boss. So the owner of my company is my buddy's dad, and it's a small company. There's only six of us that work in the whole company, and he owns a house out in the, what is it, Three Rivers Gated Community. And so he invites us out there for our company picnic or company like trip every year. He's at his house, and he gives us a Friday off paid.
Oh.
Yeah, so we take Friday off and then go out there for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's nice.
Yeah. And that's this week, so I'll leave this Friday.
Were you just at Lake Billy Chinook?
That was at Detroit Lake this weekend.
No, I know, but not this weekend, but previously?
No, I was at Sand Lake.
Oh, I thought you went to a Lake Billy Chinook.
That was the weekend before.
Oh, so you have been there recently.
I go on a lot of trips.
Yeah, I noticed.
In the last month I've gone on.
Just so everyone knows, Matt wasn't invited on any of those.
No, he wasn't. I don't really fuck with Matt.
Yeah.
I just got him on here because I need content.
I don't fuck with Matt either, though.
That's low-key kind of pussy.
Kinda. Nah, on the real, though. It's okay. Don't matter.
Definitely should come with me camping when I go pretty soon. I'm going to Prineville, and I think I might be going to Lake Billy again with my grandpa.
We're going to catch some fish.
The fishing really hasn't. I mean, I'm going to go fishing this weekend, so to be honest, I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah, you have to let me know. What do they got at Lake Billy?
I have no idea. My grandpa said I hasn't been good fishing for the last, like, 10 years.
Ouch.
So, yeah, well, I'll tell you what I catch and then
we'll
hope for the best.
This, El Jointo smacking. It's got a nice little hit to it.
Yeah, it's not really, I don't know, it doesn't burn my throat as much as usual. Like, it's low key when you get down to the end of a joint.
That's when it gets you. Yeah. They start to sneak up on you.
You good?
Yep, I'm chilling. Hunter thinks he's good at ghosts and everything. He's in my house.
Prove me wrong.
Prove you wrong. You hear this, guys? Prove him wrong. Too bad you guys can't see it. You whoop Hunter on his own podcast.
Okay. Chill out. I need to get this camera. Shout out to my coworker, Darian. I don't know if you listen to my podcast, but thanks for the camera. I'm picking that up pretty soon.
I don't know what you're doing if you're not listening to these podcasts.
Yeah, like check it out.
You might as well. You're not doing nothing. Like, you might as well check it out.
Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you want to be watching it right now? What could you possibly be doing better?
I don't know, dude. You're not doing nothing. And like you said, I mean, I'd be sitting in my room probably being like, man, I don't got no games to play. I'm not working. I'm going to go check out the Yacht Podcast, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Check it out, dude. Yachtcast. We're on... We're now on Anchor, obviously. Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify. Let's see, there is Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and I believe that's it. So yeah, check it out. And yeah, I think that's it for the rest of this episode. Thanks, Matt, for having. Coming on to the show, hanging out, chilling.
No problem. It was super fun. I enjoyed it. I'll definitely come on another one.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, you're more than welcome to come back for another show.
Maybe next time you'll have a camera.
Yeah,
for
sure.
They'll be able to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Get to see my cat, Lloyd. Well, not my cat, but Haley's cat, Lloyd.
Yeah.
She's going to attack me.
Alrighty, that's it, guys. Thanks for listening, and go check out some of our other podcasts. Have a good one.